Welcome to Talos Takes, the quick take podcast where our researchers break down this week's hot topic in cybersecurity for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talos Takes. This week, I have on Brad Garnett. He is a manager of Cisco Talos Incident Response. As you may know, we recently brought Incident Response into the fold here at Talos. And he's joining me today to talk about Incident Response's cyber range. Thanks for coming on, Brad.
Yeah, thank you, John, for having me. Appreciate it.
So, this conversation is going to be backpacking off of a blog post we got up not that long ago. And I just kind of, you know, can you kind of start out by telling me what the cyber range is exactly for somebody who's never heard of it before?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So cyber range is offered through the Cisco Talos Incident Response Retainer. It's one of the services that we offer to Talos Incident Response Retainer customers, right? And it's a three-day immersive workshop. I emphasized immersive because it is. It's command line heavy. It's tool agnostic, where we spend 3 days kind of building upon the next with that crawl, walk, run methodology, right? So that first day, you know, we're going to start out, you know, every good incident starts with an email phish. That second day, right, walking, going through an actual network intrusion, we're going to talk about web shells, persistence, leveraging different tools, you know, everything from doing PCAP analysis to doing a little bit of memory forensics, and then building upon day three, that capstone exercise, right? Real world intrusion analysis. And the objective, we want students to walk away from cyber range. We want them to feel, have that capability to initially respond to a network intrusion, right? Regardless of their security instrumentation, their capabilities that they have. So that's really key here, right? Is the hands-on training and customers feeling empowered, or students in this case, feeling empowered whenever they go back to their environment. When they see something, they can take those initial steps that are so critical during an incident.
So tell me about what it's like for our customers to get that kind of hands-on experience. Does it maybe help any, does it help dispel any myths that they may have during these exercises? Like, you know, what are some of the things they're taking away from it?
Yeah, great question. And I tell you what, feedback is critical. That's one of the things, you know, as an incident responder and things I tell my team and our team, right, the power of the debrief, as we often say. So feedback from our customers on cyber range has been great. And that's one of the things, especially with any type of go-to-market offering, you know, the feedback, what the industry's saying, what customers saying, you know, are critical. Because a lot of organizations that offer a cyber range, you know, kind of define it maybe a little bit differently. And I think that's kind of where ours is unique, in that it's built by incident responders for defenders, right? So I was actually talking to a customer last week about cyber range, and actually they were at a recent conference and someone actually spoke up about going through Cisco Talos cyber range and just how the experience overall. Some of the incident command techniques that we do and we add on that day three to make it real world, add that level of stress. Because let's be honest, right? I mean, incident response, as I like to say, is that ultimate team sport. And the power of incident response, how quick can we get to containment, eradication, recovery, and ultimately to post-incident activities, often going to be how, you know, how do we as analysts, right, the technical folks, hands at keyboard, how are we collaborating? We all look at evidence a little differently. If we're all spending too much time on the same piece of evidence, that's going to slow down response. So on that day three capstone exercise, adding real-world stress, having a CISO or leadership come into that room and demand an update adds a level of stress that I think students, and the feedback is great, right? They felt like they had only a finite amount of time to perform analysis and brief leadership, because at the end of the day, that's what's important, right? As defenders, as security practitioners, is, you know, what are we doing to support the organization and the mission? So,
and how does this fit into the overall range of services that Incident Response offers? How does the cyber range fit into the overall goals of your organization?
Yeah, great question, John. And that's what I like about all the different services that we do offer in the retainer. You know, we're there for customers on their worst day, right? from an emergency response perspective, if they have an incident, if they have a breach, if they have a third-party notification. But when you look at the other services that we have as well within the retainer, tabletop exercises, and then obviously with the onset of Cyber Range, and then our new Insights on Demand, right, that we have as a Talos organization now, Cyber Range has quickly became our most popular service within the IR retainer. Organizations are looking at ways to train their folks, with budget restrictions. And that's one of the great things about Cyber Range is we bring the training to the customer on site. We bring our own infrastructure and we deliver it on site to the customer. So they don't have to worry about travel expenses and things like that. And, you're bringing a world-class incident response team right to your organization to deliver this and then go through it. So we've had, different customers, hey, can we make this longer? Or, hey, can we make it shorter? The three-day immersive workshop is after 3 days, actually, usually a day and a half, a lot of students can start feeling overwhelmed, right? So we, as instructors, we have to find ways to kind of reel them back in because, like I said earlier, it is command line heavy, and it is a very immersive workshop. We cover a range of techniques and then different threats really across the spectrum, so.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, Brad. If the listeners out there found this interesting or want to learn more about incident response, where should they go?
Talosintelligence.com/IR.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Brad. And join us next week for another episode of Talos Takes, where we are breaking down something else that's top of mind for us.